only Jesus for my pain, and I wouldn't change.
FM 90.3 WJTL. I love that song. Corey Asbury and Franny Ray. That is Only Jesus for My Pain. What a great song. Good morning to you at 7:04.
Make sure to join Christy Lee as she counts down WJTL's Top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11 and Saturday evenings from 7 to 9. Our Top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Rob Weatherholtz, is here. He's the associate pastor with Jesus Advantage and Breakout Ministries. Good morning to you, Rob.
Yeah, good morning, Fred. How
Welcome
you doing?
Back to the studio. So great to see you. Rob and I have known each other since we were really young kids.
Yes, sir.
Used to play ball together. Back in Little League in E-Town long time ago.
Yep, long time ago, Fred.
Yeah, it's great to see you. You look the same.
Well, so do you, Fred. Yeah, I mean, other than the beard.
A little bit, the beard. Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
Yes, I would love to wish a beautiful good morning to my awesome wife, Beth Weatherholtz, and my three sons, Jacob, Joshua, and Jonathan Weatherholtz, and our daughter, Tisha.
Awesome. Well, it's great to have you here. Tell us about Breakout Ministries. Tell us about Jesus Advantage. You guys are celebrating 4 years of being in ministry.
Yes. My wife, Beth, and I were invited to start Jesus Advantage Recovery Ministry by Ron and Mary Book from Breakout Ministries. And we were invited in there to have Saturday nights and a platform to start a group for recovering people in the community. And I am a huge advocate for recovery in the faith community and faith in the recovery community.
Yeah.
So Jesus is an equal opportunity savior.
Yeah.
So we started this like 4 years ago, and my wife Beth, she is amazing. She does all of the videos that we put up there every Saturday night. We have at 6 o'clock, we have a meal for people in the recovery community to come in. And we from 6 to 6:30, we have a meal, and then we go into a teaching, biblical principles and scriptural principles applied to the recovery, the backdrop.
Right.
Basically, it's all about a book that Pastor Mary Sanchez Book wrote called Spiritual Boot Camp for Overcomers. It's the Get Free, Stay Free Way to Live.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So how do the folks who come to Jesus Advantage, how do they get there? How do they find out about you? What brings them out to these meetings?
Well, of course, I'm very connected to the Potter's House Ministry. And
right.
We have Breakout Ministries has a lot of fingers out there, so to speak.
Okay.
We have Mustard Street Ministry. He goes in and he feeds the homeless and the poor.
Okay.
Well, every Saturday or every Sunday after church, they go in there and they take a hot meal into the homeless in Lancaster, and he brings them on out here.
Yeah.
He brings them out to the church. He brings them out to JAA. We help people to find. We are a resource for people to get into treatment, into faith-based recovery. And, we know that faith-based recovery, that's the only way to go.
Yeah. I love that you guys still start with a meal. I mean, that sounds kind of old-fashioned, but it's very Lancaster County. It's very, let's eat, let's gather around, let's fellowship, and then you could break out and do those things. Do you have any stories, Rob, about how God has worked in the lives of some of the folks who come out to your meetings?
Oh, my, yeah. Fred, there's so many different stories. There's people that have during JAA meetings, we have a time called Care and Share, and then we have prayer after the message. And during this time, we've had people come up and lay their cigarettes on the altar. We've had people come up there and just drench out before the Lord and ask the Lord to come into their lives. And they, and they open up.
Yeah.
I believe it's a segue into the church. It's for people that wouldn't ordinarily come to church.
Right.
But, they come and they have a meal. And, of course, Jesus fed the multitudes before he usually preached to them.
Amen.
So we do the same.
Yeah. How did you get involved? I know you own a construction business for many years. How did you get involved with this type of ministry?
Well, I got involved with this ministry, Jesus laid it on my heart years ago to, I saw a way that my business could help people. And I was involved with the Potter's House Ministry a ways back. And I started hiring people out of there, and it would help them pay their program fees, and then and eventually the former executive director asked me to come on board with the Potter's House Ministry back in 2015.
So you've been doing this type of ministry a long time. It's just you were doing it as a business
when you first started.
Very cool.
There's many ways we can serve, right? Amen. And we can serve through hiring people through our business and providing for them, or we can serve by ministering.
Yeah. If folks want more information, they could visit you online.
Yes. Yes. We you can visit us at www.breakoutministries.org, and you can find the drop downs for Jesus Advantage, for the mission fields, and we have a lot of good stuff going on.
And if folks want to come out Saturday night to visit you, where do you guys meet? Tell them where you're at.
We meet at 2400 Anita Court in Leola, PA, and just come on out and visit us, because I'm telling you what, it is a spirit-filled evening with Jesus, and Jesus is the chain breaker.
That's awesome. Coming up, we'll talk more with Rob. Check it out. In the meantime, breakoutministries.org. We've got music on the way. Rebecca St. James is next.